Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Social Blend. I cannot believe we are on, what is this, our sixth episode? This is crazy. Can't believe it's going by so fast. And Christmas is coming by so fast. Everything is just flying by. It's insane. I did want to open up this episode today with, many of you have seen my, it's a disaster. Many of you have found out or have seen that I made a live stream on Instagram this past Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, okay, so first of all, let's shout out our amazing wax company, Moshi. They do amazing with their waxing, and the wax that they use is all natural ingredients, and it's great. So love them. Anyway, they sent me some wax stuff, so I got to use it last night, and I always wanted to wax my nostrils, so I did it. And I would like to say that I will never do it again, but it was fun. I had a lot of sad times. It kind of killed me a little bit, but it was a lot of fun and a lot of screaming and singing. So here's just a little sneak. I'm just going to keep clicking my live stream so you could just hear that boop, bop, 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 boop, boop. So here we go.
And then you have some that are like so tiny. Temperatures, I'm not even sure which ones to use.
So it starts out nice and calm, like I'm really calm.
No, I'm actually, I'm doing the, I'm waxing my butt. I'm a, so Mochi come.
All right, don't touch it. Why did you do this? Seriously.
Oh my god, because like I always wanted to try it. I always.
Wait, let me see.
Oh my god. Oh. You're picking another color.
Blue.
No!
It's stuck.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's stuck. Wait.
Sponsored by Mochi. Yeah, what else should I wax?
Literally,
should I do my eyebrow? I have nothing.
Let me see.
No, I have nothing.
You have nothing, so don't even start. Because what if all of a sudden it will?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at you. Like the heat going on. Thanks to my sponsor, Mushi. You have to just start pulling them off because I'm going to freak them. You have to go that way. But quick. And no hair is coming off. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Sets. This has me shook.
The sound.
Wait, what were you singing? Well.
Okay, so that was that. Guys, it was a major mess. It was, oh my god. But it was like, it was a lot of fun. I got to wax my nostrils. I'll never do it again because it feels weird. I don't know, it just, it feels weird, like, even now, like, it just, but it was, fun to do. I'll just trim next time and have a little hair, coming out of my nose, like, whatever. It didn't hurt as much as I thought it was gonna hurt, which I was in shock, but, yeah, so that was what I did. I did, like, a spa day that day for myself. You know, I got my nostrils done, I waxed my, I could grow a unibrow. Wait, no, I don't grow one, but like I have a unibrow, so I get waxed, and I really didn't have any hair, but I was like, let me just put it on there just in case. And then like when I took it off, there was so much hair. I'm like, what? This is crazy. There was nothing there, like when I was about to put it on. So, you know, it really takes a lot of hair, and it's great, and it pulls a lot. If you do it quick, like we weren't doing it quick, so like not enough hair was coming off, and we're like, what the hell? But you have to like yank it, you have to go boop in one shot, and that is a killer. But it was a lot of fun, and yeah, I did like a nice little spa day. I put like, you know, I took a shower, I put like nice, the best smelling lotion you could ever find, which is, I don't want to give it to you, but it's coconut lotion. It's really good, and I love it. Love it. And, you know, I get to put it all over my face, my, you know, everything. And I just came down feeling like a new person. So, I feel like, and that's where my mental talk comes in today. And it's all about treating yourself. You know, take that time out of your day to just treat yourself. Not to anything crazy. Don't, like, you know, rack up your credit card bills. But, like, just the little things. You know, like, buy yourself flowers. Get yourself a plant. Like, do the little things that just get yourself excited. Like, I love doing that, and I do it for myself a lot. It's usually lottery tickets as a gift to myself. Never win. But, you know, it's just, like, the little stuff. But also could be the big stuff. Like, Christmas time, I love splurging on myself. So I get myself all these gifts. I wrap it up, and then I open it on Christmas Day. So it's, like, really fun. I know what I'm getting, but it's just, you know, that day you just go and open the gifts and you're just like, oh my God, I forgot what was in here. Awesome. So, you know, I love it. And also, I hope everyone's done with their Christmas shopping, but I do have a really great product for anybody that has dogs. So this great company called The Natural Dog Company, they specialize in products with nose, paws, skin, grooming, treats, and so much more. They have literally everything and anything. Treats, they're new too. They just recently started doing treats, but I know them from the nose and paw and skin creams that they have. Guys, it is a lifesaver. My dog Winston, in the summertime, he usually gets like a few pimples here and there. And with the skin cream, it literally refreshes his skin. And, like, the pimple's gone. It's amazing. Also, they have paw cream. So, if your dogs have, you know, rough paws after playing outside or on the concrete, digging, anything like that, you put this paw stuff on before they go to sleep, their paws are so smooth within a week. It's amazing. Also, their nose. So, during the winter, their noses get a little crusty on the edges of their nose. And for my, I've pugs, so they're flat face, so it's like a little worse. And so with the nose cream, you just put a little dab on it and you mix it around. It's not harmful to them. It smells really good, especially for them. It smells good, so it's not like you're like upsetting them with the smells. And also, they show all the ingredients on their products. So I'm going to give you a 10% off at checkout with my code, which is really my dog's code, Winston. Winston at checkout, and you will get 10% off your order. Winston, which is W-I-N-S-T-O-N, at checkout. That coupon gets you 10% off your order, your whole entire order. That is amazing, because as you're looking at the stuff they have on their website, you will literally buy it all. Like, I'm so bad. Like, I buy so much stuff all the time. It's really bad. But it's so good. It really benefits your dog at the end. And it'll benefit you because you won't have all these vet bills that are, like, crazy high. So, yes, Winston, you will get 10% off at checkout when you use that code Winston for any dog, any natural dog company dog stuff. They're a great company, and I hope you get it. Thanks. My God, what am I saying? I hope you get it. Okay, so next is topics. So this week's topics, I feel like every single week the topics are just out of this world because there's just so much that goes on in our little world. So, one second. Let me just grab the thing. Okay, so the first topic of the week is the most Googled of 2018. So, Google does this thing every year where they go through the top, the 10 most Googled blank. So I'm going to go just through the list. It's really short. It's not anything crazy. So, this is the top 10 most Googled movies in 2018, according to Google's year in search list. So number one, or no, actually we're going to go from 10. So 10 is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. 9, A Quiet Place. 8, The Nun. 7, Incredibles 2. 6, A Star is Born. 5, Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know how to say it. 4, Avengers Infinity War. 3, Venom. 2, Deadpool 2. And the number one spot is Black Panther. Also, we have the 10 most Googled people in 2018, according to Google's year-end search list. So 10 is Cardi B, 9 Stormy Daniels, 8 Hailey Baldwin Bieber, 7 Brent Kavanaugh, 6 Jair Bolsonaro, 5 Khloe Kardashian, 4 Logan Paul, 3 Sylvester Stallone, 2 Demi Lovato, and 1 Meghan Markle. Great list, everyone. So this all these lists are like from people Googling the most. So all these people are like Googling this person the most or whatever. So, okay, now the top 10 most Googled musicians and brands in 2018. So number 9, Nick Jonas. Number 10, Nick Jonas. Number 9, it's a Korean name. Hitomi Yoshizawa. Okay. Number 8, Childish Gambino. Number 7 is another one, the Tatsuya Yamaguchi. Okay. I like that name. Number 6 is 6ix9ine. Number 5, Rick Ross. 4, Travis Scott. 3, oh my god, Daniel Kublock. Number 2, Cardi B. And number 1, Demi Lovato. Which I think it was because when she overdosed. I was Googling it too. I was Googling it every 5 seconds just to get an update. So, yeah. So, congrats to everyone who's on the list. I don't know, like, half of you, but congrats. That's amazing. Next, guys, I'm so excited for this. So, Netflix announced a TV series that will be retelling Selena's life story. So, Selena, the series, will be an executive produced by Selena's family. So, it's the Quintanilla family, which will be producing this. Guys, this is amazing. Because my friend told me they wanted to do this, but someone else wanted to produce it, like it wasn't her family. And I feel like, why would you not get their family on board with this if they know her the best, you know, like they know her the most? So I'm really excited that they're doing this, that Netflix has greenlighted this project, and I'm so excited to watch. They don't have a date when it's coming, they just said that's coming soon. So we will just have to watch. And the little kids, if you don't know who Selena is, just Google her. She was amazing. I mean, she would have been the most successful artist ever. Like, I'm telling you right now, like her, she really could have been something huge. And I mean, probably everyone knows the Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. That's probably like her most recognized song, I think. But she has so many good songs. So many songs that everyone would know. So that's that. I'm so excited. I'll keep everyone updated about that, because I cannot wait. Good for you, Netflix. And talking about series on Netflix, Miley Cyrus has just announced that she will be on the new Black Mirror season. I'm so excited. So yesterday on Howard Stern, I believe, she was on and she said how she's going to be on the new Black Mirror season. So Black Mirror is on Netflix, and every episode is different on the show, and it's all about technology. So how technology is ruining us, but it's not what you think. It's not some boring show. It is so scary. Like, some of these episodes, I can't even watch. Like, I freak out. Like, I need breaks. I have to go downstairs. I have to eat something. I'm just like, I freak out. So I am so excited for that, because I love her as an actress. I think she's so good at that. I mean, great at singing too, but Come on. She's good at it all. Next, A Star Is Born, the album, and Shallow, the song, have went platinum. That is amazing. Congrats to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga on that. Also, A Star Is Born has grossed over $375 million worldwide. That is something that you don't see. The budget was $36 million, so they are profiting a lot off of that movie. Thanks so much to all my friends and family who were forced to come see it with me. You know, all my friends are like, of course I'm going to support you because, you know, you love the G. So, you know, I was like, oh, thank you so much, guys. They're like, yeah, no problem. But I feel like they were just like, we have to do this for him because, you know, you have to support your friend and your friend is supporting their favorite person. Guys, at the end, I felt like all my friends came in there like, yeah, we're going to watch it just for you. They came out bawling. Some of my friends already seen it 3 times. I've seen it. I'm not going to disclose the amount, but I've seen it quite a few times, and it was really such a great movie, and the soundtrack alone just keeps you in the movie. Like, it is amazing. If you don't have the soundtrack, you need to get it, and Shallow is amazing. Oh my god, what a song. I could listen to it all day. Also, Second Act, which stars Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini, who I love, is gonna be out December 21st. I'm so excited to see this. Daisy, I'm giving a shout out to you. We need to go see this movie. So, so I'm so excited to go see that. It looks hilarious. And I love Leah Remini. I'm so happy that she's back in acting ever since the whole thing. Okay. Nicki Minaj has a new boyfriend or new boo. Okay. So you would think her fans would be happy for her that she has a new boo, but they're not. They're furious and they cannot believe this. So I'm like, why can't they believe this? Like, she can't, she's not allowed to date. She's not allowed to love someone. So I guess because he has a record, which isn't bad. It's like, whatever. Like, who cares if you have a record? People go to jail. People are convicted of things. To me, it's not a major thing. As long as it's not bad. This is bad, guys. So far, this is what I have. I don't know if this is... See, I don't know if this is hearsay. Like, I don't know if this is false information or not. That's why I really told myself I shouldn't have said this, but I'm just going to say it anyway, because I could always just say it was false next episode. So he's like, he went to prison for rape and murder. That's what I'm being told, okay? So I'm not, like, saying this. So I, like, that's why everyone's freaking out. And, you know, even though, like, I don't even know what to say about this, but true love is true love. And just because somebody... Oh my god, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what to say about this. Guys, I don't know. I guess, like, you love who you love, I guess. I'm just gonna say that because that's a mess. I don't know what to say. Next, oh my god, we have Kevin Hart. Okay, so everyone knows what he did or what he posted, like, years ago, 2010, he posted... some homophobic tweets, and people found it, and it's weird. Like, I feel like all these people find these things about these artists on Twitter, like, after something good happens to them. And I'm not saying, like, poor Kevin Hart, like, you shouldn't have said that at all, like, you know, but at the same time, like, he is a comedian, but I understand the whole part of that, because I do comedy. I've, you know, done shows. I've done stand-up. So I totally get it, you know, to make a joke, to make people laugh. But at the same time, it's the stuff they say. But anyway, now we have Nick Cannon outraged because he's, like, confused over the lack of outrage over Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, and Amy Schumer's homophobic tweets. So they posted some homophobic shit also, which is right. Like, so he is going to be crucified for this. But then we have these other three ladies that are that also have tweeted stuff, but no one's saying nothing about it. And they're not saying anything about it, you know, and they're going to say it was a joke. You know, they're going to say it's a comedy. I'm a comedian, which we all understand, but Kevin is too. Doesn't mean I support him. I'm just saying the facts, and the facts are the facts. That this is what they're going to say, and this is what's going to happen. But he is out of the Oscars. He dipped. And I heard rumors that everyone wants Ellen back to do the show. So we'll see. And talking about Ellen, guys, I almost had a heart attack when I read this today. So when I read it, I read... Okay, well, let me just say this. Ellen says she came close to ending her daytime talk show, The Ellen Show, because of her wife, Portia. Guys, tell me why I read it like this. Ellen DeGeneres ending her daytime talk show, The Ellen Show, because of her wife, Portia. I thought she was ending it, guys. Not coming close to ending it. So, in the thing, it just says, like, how she was close to turning down. Her show. Oh, wait, no. Oh, no, here it is. Related that she came close to turning down an extension on her contract, though she ended up signing on again through 2020. As for why she nearly said goodbye to the show, she reveals that her wife Portia is the reason. Portia gets mad when my brother Vance tells me I can't stop, the host told the publication. DeRossi, who was Portia, who was in the room at the time of the interview, interjected. I just think she's such a brilliant actress and stand-up that it doesn't have to be this talk show for her to, for her creativity. There are other things she could tackle. Guys, I don't know why I'm reading so slow. Am I on drugs? So yeah, I don't see the end of her show as her or her career ending. I hope not. What the hell? So, yeah. But, you know what? That happens. Because you're in a relationship. The other, you're, you know, the person that you love feels like you're working too hard. So, of course, it could get, like that mess. But, yeah. So, she's not ending her show, guys. I just want to make that clear. Next, I want to talk about some horrible, nasty stuff, okay? And it's not horrible, nasty, what you think. I'm so disgusted that Disney Channel, you would do this, okay? Old Disney, I'm so sorry that someone like this would do this to you. Okay, there is a new live-action Kim Possible remake coming. I'm disgusted, Disney. You have to listen to this.
So a few years ago, I accidentally received a distress call.
Boo, I don't care about your distress call. Guys, this is just, it's childish. My God, what am I saying? I was a child when I read it. No, not like that. When you have, okay, kids that grew up with this show, why would you make the show so childish and corny? It's so corny. Disney has become so corny and I'm upset about it.
If you crash the party...
Mind if we crash the party?
It's mission time.
Stop. Don't ever. Do not ever say it's mission time. You're not Kim. Who does she think she is, this little girl? I don't know who she is. What's her name? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm just like, how dare you? So that's that. And also what Disney's doing, I think Disney, they want to make a Sisters Act 3, which is great, but without Whoopi. Without Whoopi, they could keep it. That's all I'm saying about that. That is like, get out of here. If she says she wants 40 mil, you give her the 40 mil, or you don't do the movie at all. I'm so over it, guys. I really am. It's a mess. And last, we have the Grammy nominations that came out, oh my God, when was it? Last Friday. So, there are great guys. Like, this year's nominations are on point. Like, everyone I thought was going to get a nomination got one. So I'm just going to say the top categories, and then we could talk about it. So Record of the Year is I Like It by Cardi B. The Joke by Brandy Charlie. This Is America, Childish Gambino. God's Plan, Drake. Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Rockstar, Post Malone featuring 21 Savage. The Middle with Zedd, Maureen Morris, and Gray. Second Album of the Year, Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. By the Way, I Forgive You, Brandy Charlie. Scorpion by Drake. Her by Her, or H-E-R. Beer Pongs and Bentleys, Post Malone. Dirty Computers, Janelle Monáe. Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves. Gravies. Black Panther, the album, music from and inspired by various artists. And that's that. Next, Song of the Year. All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar. Boot Up by LMA. God's Plan, Drake. In My Blood, Shawn Mendes. The Joke, Brandy Charlie. The Middle, Zedd. Shallow by Lady Gaga. This Is America, Donald Glover. Yeah, so that is that. I'm not gonna read all of them. There's like 100-something categories, but I just thought it was really cool how all the people I thought were gonna get a nod got a nod. So congrats to them. The only person I am shocked that got snubbed this year is Taylor Swift. She didn't get any nominations for the biggest awards, so I'm a little shook about that, but yeah, other than that, I thought it was really, like, such a great, nomination group. I don't even know what to call it. I guess nomination group. So, yeah, so congrats to them, and I wish they could all win, but there could only be one winner in each category, so, you know, too bad for them. But, yeah. I'm just trying to see if there was any other categories that I, like, missed, but I'm not seeing anything. Okay, yeah, so that's it. All right, well, guys, listen, that is all the show I have for you. There's nothing else I have here in my books, so that is literally it. Wow. So, yeah, I guess that's it. Congrats to all the Grammy nominators. Congrats to everybody. Selena, I'm so excited for your Netflix series. I love you, boo. I will see everybody next week. Or hear me next week. All right. Have a good one. Bye.